Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all,
dressed
like the $1 million,
but
things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, I got something for you today. I'm going to have a conversation this morning about my understanding of grace. Now that I've gotten older and I've come into a better understanding of a lot of things I didn't know about when I was younger, this is just my interpretation of grace. Now, once again, y'all, listen to me. I ain't nobody's pastor. I ain't nobody's minister. So, you know, I'm pretty sure you can go to church and get a far more extensive definition of one I'm giving you. I'm just talking to people. You know, grace is this thing that God provides for us. And grace is just things that you get that's really undeserving. You know, I mean, I look at my life as it is today. You know, look, I work hard and I have faith in God that I do. So things are going to happen in my life. But the way my life is now, I don't deserve all of this. I don't look at it that way. I have been the beneficiary of God's grace. I have aligned myself in a position to accept whatever grace God has for me. And it will be far abundant and exceedingly in anything you could think of. His grace supersedes anything you could possibly imagine. You know, the goals that I set and the aspirations that I shoot for and the things that I have on my dream board, I have the faith that God will give it to me. But what he does with grace, he gives you far more than that. He gives you what he has for you, not what you can see. You can't see all he has for you. It's impossible. Who are you? How can you possibly imagine what he can imagine? How can you possibly think how he can think? How can you possibly do what he can do? How can it be? There isn't a single mind living or a collection of minds that could have thought of earth. What in your wildest imagination could have made you think of earth, the stars, the heavens, the oceans, the galaxy, the constellations? What in your mind? What in any man's mind? We can point at it and analyze it, but we sure couldn't have thought of it. So come on now. I'm talking about lining yourself up with God's grace, which he will give to you if you want some of it now. But now here's the thing about grace. It can't be bought. If it could be bought, I'm telling you, I would pour all the money I have and dump it into grace. Because after discovering what it is, it's this goodness that God shines on you simply as a reward of some type for his love for you. And for you attempting to do right. Not because you get it right, because if he judged us purely on how we are, the right and wrong of it, we would all be doomed. All of us. Every last one of us would be doomed. Because we all fall short. We all make mistakes. We all sin. We all get it wrong from time to time. Nobody's perfect, man. Now I understand what my mother was singing about cleaning the house. All I want is a little more grace. All I need is a little more grace. When the last time you asked God for some grace? Now, I'm not talking to you like I know everything. If you just benefit from his grace, which you already have, but if you're not aware of it, you don't know what's going on. Become aware of grace. Get aware of the fact that God does things for you simply because he loves you. He does things for you that you don't even deserve. Somehow you just wonder how you just got over when you didn't even do the things to get over. Sometimes you don't even know how you got that job you got when you ain't even really do the things to get your job. How you end up where you are? All the education you thought you went and got and had. How you end up where you are today? In a much better position than your education could have ever gotten you. That's grace. How I get every place I am today. I didn't plan this, man. If I could have planned my life the way it is, don't you know I'd have done it when I was living in that car? If I knew how to do it. No, I benefited from his grace. I'm just a beneficiary of his grace, of his goodness and his mercy. God's goodness is better than your goodness. God's goodness is better than your mother's goodness. It's better than your wife's or your husband or your boo's goodness. God's goodness is different. His goodness, man, covers some stuff you can't even imagine. So while you're trying to put your life together, when the last time you asked him for just a little bit of grace? When have you thought of your life in terms of the grace that it has already benefited from? Have you ever done that? Man, just thought about, you know, you hear songs like My Soul Look Back and Wonder How I Got Over. That was grace. That's all I can call it. Now, like I said, you can go to church or somewhere if you want to, and ministers that went to school to teach this thing way better than me. I'm just giving you from a layman's standpoint, man. Have you thought about his grace? Would you not be well to be a beneficiary of his grace? Would it not serve? Now, check this out. The better you try to do, the more grace he'll give to you. And that grace can't be bought. Like I said, it's free. You can't purchase grace. But the better you try to become, the more grace he gets to put your way. So, man, just try. Why don't you just try to do better? Look, man, quit talking about it. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start at the new year. No, you're not. You do that every year. You know, at the new year, I'm going to eat better. At the new year, I'm going to go on and get in here. In the new year, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it now, man. You're going to do it now. Stop trying. Do it. Stop talking about it. Do it now. The best way to benefit from his grace is start in action now. N-O-W. Now. Right now. Today. What you waiting on? All you doing is delaying his opportunity to bless you. You know, man, do you know how many times we do that? We delay his opportunity to bless us by not starting now. If you're going to get healthy, why don't you start now? Now, you're going to trip a little bit because the holiday's coming, but you ain't got to eat bad all the time. You could start eating correct today. You could. You could. And then guess what? That could be some grace on the end of that. I'm just giving you a little cheap analogy. But do you feel what I'm saying to you? Start thinking in terms of grace. What he has done for you and provided for you that you ain't even see coming. That, you know, you keep calling them blessings, and I got that. A lot of it, and that's all it is. But, man, have you thought about the stuff that didn't happen to you, you can't account for? For me, that's been grace, and I'm a beneficiary of it. And that's available to everybody that wants some. So next time you're talking to him, just check in with grace. See what that is. That's better than money.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, I would suggest to you that you be grateful for today, seeing as how you ain't had nothing to do with today coming. Therefore, let's give credit and honor to who did. That would be the Almighty. Now, with that in mind, let's just go and get this thing started today. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, we've had a little pre-show meeting, and I know what you upset about in real life, but just for radio purposes, what's going on today? And let's not discuss what we discussed on the pre-show.
Okay, Unc. You know, man, I just want to ask you this, Unc, man. You always talk about every morning being grateful, saying thank you, saying that, hey, man, this is a new day, new opportunity. You said it every morning. But how important it is for us to pay attention to what God actually is doing? And can you take note and say, hey, this is what I know. He's here. He's available here. He's available here. He's available here. He's done this. He's done that. How do you know, do you pay attention to your own situation?
Well, let me ask you this, or let me make this statement. If you don't pay attention to what all God is doing, suppose he stopped doing what he do.
Yeah.
I bet he'll have your attention then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All this free breathing, you doing all this sunlight.
He said
all
this heat. I know that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All this, you know, vegetation, all this here, all this sky. If he stopped doing what he doing, what he does, what would happen? It's just what we need is a more of an awareness. Right. Of the fact that God is who he is. And that's all I try to encourage or implore people to do. It's just become more conscious of it. Stop waking up, man, thinking this is how it's supposed to be. Because the moment it goes contrary to the way you think it's supposed to be, now you want to call it. Oh, Lord, woe is me. What about all the times that it's going right? Where are you when it's going right? You know, you don't want to always have to go to God with, oh, Lord, woe is me. That's why I suggest you start with, hey, I appreciate this. Right. Man, this is a great day. What a wonderful opportunity. I thank you for this moment of peace that I'm having. Do you know I was just thanking God the other day for this peace period that I'm going through? I'm just in peace, man. Mm. You know, and you know what? You know, people talking about, well, I don't know how long that's going to last. But what you crying for? See, I do know it's going to rain, but it ain't raining today. Huh. So enjoy the moment. Anxiety is caused when people project tomorrow into their day. That is all anxiety is. If you take tomorrow's concerns, woes, and troubles, and you bring them into today, you are now about to feel anxiety. That is a major cause for anxiety. Worrying about something you ain't got no control over.
Amen to that.
What?
Amen.
I'm trying to stomp you, but you just keep getting it.
You better preach up in here. All right.
A whole word.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from a nephew. The foolishness begins right now. Run that prank back.
Get this stupid started.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got for us?
This right here is Thunderbolt. And I ain't scared of it. I ain't never scared.
What? That's not true. What?
What? I mean, a little bit. I'm starting to get over that. I am really starting to get over it. Slowly getting over it. Man, I'm out. Thunderbolt, let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, man, let me... not here. Who's calling? Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I done already gave my slot up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night. So I went on and took off at the club. And, you know, she already got me.
My gal ain't had you do no male dancing. My gal, she goes to school at night on weekends. So, you know, she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky?
What the f*** is Squeaky? Wait. Okay, you.
My girl ain't. I'm David.
Right. Okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married.
How you know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal. She go to school on Saturdays, man. She don't. No.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. But we going to handle when she get in here. And you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not the stop.
Hey, is you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Remaining balance? Squeaky ain't going to give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man, I need the rest of
my money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
You can just count that out. She ain't going to give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's,
I tell you what.
That's for Thunderbolt. But ain't finna get no cash talking about calling the Squeaky and all this whole I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning work on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. Ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing. Squeaky, I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky.
Well,
so what, man? Look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid the out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his
Thunder,
money.
You better not bring your over here, because you come, well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm going to show you Lightning. I ain't know you got some money already for she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going
to
come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
Bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it takes for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when
hey,
she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Well, come on over and get your money.
I'm going to get my money. All right, Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150, my is she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You know,
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150, and Thunderbolt going to get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky going to give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this. No way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you. No way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm just partner. Bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky ass, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't gonna get no tips. But I tell you what, I am gonna get my $300 though. I got $150 and I'm gonna get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You gonna get your buses from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Say, man, what the I'm listening? I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God. You need to quit. Boy, y'all play too much. That man, y'all had me hot round this. I'm putting on boots and man, I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoople, man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'll be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man. What is? What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Caitlin Clark's WNBA salary will be padded with a $28 million deal from Nike. President Biden signed a bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. And Tiffany Haddish has found a way to get back at her haters on social media. Steve, you might want to do it too. We'll talk about it at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Sharky in Rome. Sharky writes, my wife tried to cheat on me with a guy that is a trainer at my gym. He came to me respectfully and said there's no way he would have sex with her. I didn't like how he said that. Like, my wife's not a baddie. Should I talk to him about it or let it go? What?
Hey, no, how stupid are you? How stupid are you?
He passed, dude.
I don't like the way he said it.
Yeah.
Like, my wife ain't a baddie. Dog, all your wife got to do is be a baddie to you.
Yeah. That's right, Steve.
Your bigger problem is your wife tried to have sex with a trainer.
That's the point.
And right. He came to you and went, hey, bro, listen to me. I'm just come over here and let you know, man, before this get out of hand, I would never, ever do nothing with her. Now, she in here getting trained for a reason. Obviously, I'm on another level. Now, you mad at him. I don't like the way he said it. You stupid, man. Your focus is on the trainer. Your wife tried to sleep with him. That ain't, you ain't hear that?
I don't think he did.
That went right past him.
Talking to me like my wife ain't a baddie. Dog, everybody don't think you fine. Sorry. I got news for you.
All right, moving on to Lanisha in Newark. Lanisha says, I do lashes and I sell electronic gift cards. I had a new 30-year-old customer that paid with an electronic gift card. When she pulled it up on her phone, it was from my daddy. Can I ask my 62-year-old dad, what is he doing with this youngin'?
That ain't your business. Take your payment and get your lashes done. See, you in too many businesses.
You got too many.
And you don't know if that's your father. Anybody could have that name. Johnson is a common name. Smith is a common name. Jones is a common name. You know, it could be anybody. You don't know who that is. And then, you know, you don't know this girl, but maybe she needs some help. Your daddy met her, you know, somewhere, and she need help.
Okay.
He met her where? Somewhere.
You know, somewhere. At the store. She was paying for food and didn't have enough money, and, you know.
Wow. At the grocery store?
You know, something like that, you never know. He gonna electronic gift card. Go on, get some. Take care of yourself. I can see that.
Okay, Zaddy. Moving on to Christine and Charlotte. Christine says, I took my husband's phone out of his bag and stuck it under his pillow to see if he got calls and texts in the morning. It woke both of us up, dinging and ringing at 6 a.m. He's upset that I did it, but why is that an issue and not all the messages?
You're going to wake me up like this. You know I don't get up to 7. You're going to stick this under my pillow and disturb my sleep. All these people down at this job, because they do that every morning. They send out these morning texts. It's a prayer group that I'm in. And they send out these morning prayers and stuff. And I don't get to pray. I don't participate in it till I wake up. Now, you're going to stick this under the pillow, all these prayer messages and stuff. Man, so now I had to delete the group. I'm out the group now because they calling too early. And if you want me to sleep with this thing under my pillow, then I'm going to have to get out the group. Now, we're not going to have no prayer up in here. Is that what you want?
Messing with my Jesus. You messing with my Jesus.
Boy, he flipped that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Talking about coming up in here, ding, 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 woke both of us up. You doggone right we up. And I don't start my prayers to 7, and you got it up in here 6. That's why I keep it over there in the gym bag.
Obviously, preach. She's thinking it's a woman texting him that early.
This ain't no woman. It's women in the prayer group.
Oh.
But it's an all men's group, but it's a woman that directs it.
Oh. Okay. And she's the one that's texting. Okay.
You know.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is the last one.
You
crazy.
Got me.
I know.
Can't do nothing. Can't even worship. No.
In peace.
Yes. All right. Last one. This is from Lynn in Evanston. Lynn says, I work full time. My husband is a stay-at-home dad. Our children are 7 and 9 years old, so they don't require a lot, and my husband is free to do his painting during the day. So how is he always too tired to make love to me after I've worked hard?
Wait a minute.
What you got, CLR?
Hold up. Wow. Wait a minute. Are you sitting up here as a woman saying what y'all can't stand when a man say? You mean to tell me he been sitting at the house all day with
the house husband,
two kids?
Yeah.
And now, and all of a sudden, when I come home, he's too tired for me. He don't do nothing. It ain't but two kids. Well, what's it to do?
She says they don't require a lot because they're 7 and 9. It's not like
what two kids you know
college.
Don't require a lot.
Well, that's what she said. I'm just whoa.
What age do they stop requiring a lot? Because I need to know what that number is.
Well, she thinks it's 7 and 9.
It ain't.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got 3, 4 people, 5 now. Here, Junior got. Listen to me.
Oh, man, don't throw me in there.
2 days in a row.
Well, Junior, you win it. We all have kids that have passed the 7 and 9 stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At 7 and 9, could you walk off and leave their ass somewhere?
No. Would not, especially not today.
Yeah.
Not if you wanted your house.
Right. And keep them safe. Yeah.
Right. That's the most important thing.
Lady, I disagree with that. Now, let's back it up. Why is he too tired to make love to you?
Yeah, after she's worked hard.
Well, you know, everybody don't want no tired sex. Everybody don't want that. You know, maybe he waiting on a weekend where you can get yourself some rest because he like activity. You know, everybody, you know, all this in here, come on, put me to sleep. Nobody won't do that all the time, you know, for you. So, you know, lady, I don't really know where you going with this here. It ain't nothing about him messing around with nobody. He got time to do his painting. It's hard to paint with two kids.
Daddy.
Shut up, I'm painting.
We're hungry, Daddy.
See me, and then you ain't got time to eat at lunch.
They ain't at school.
They're school, yeah, they should be in school. Maybe he's a homeschools them.
My kids gonna be flunking out of everything. I can't teach them nothing. If I gotta homeschool my kids, we gonna be in the backyard learning to train. We gonna be back there learning how to be brick masons and stuff. You're not fit to get an education. I'm gonna have my kids in the backyard working on this air conditioner.
That's good money, though.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So this is some good news for Caitlin Clark, the number one WNBA draft pick. Caitlin's WNBA income will be padded by a new Nike deal that's worth $28 million over 8 years. Nike was at the top of Caitlin's list after Under Armour offered only $16 million. Adidas offered her $6 million, and Puma came in at only $3 million. So naturally, she wanted Nike and chose Nike for 28
million. Well, we know Gayle King have.
What, Tommy?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was out there. I did.
You know Gayle King have.
You know Gayle rooting for.
Oh. All right, so moving on. TikTokers are really, really upset about this one. President Biden has signed a bill to potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. if the company doesn't find a buyer. TikTok, of course, is Chinese-owned. Yeah, and U.S. lawmakers warn that the Chinese government could easily have access to the sensitive data of its over 170 million users. So, Steve, you're a TikTok. You're on TikTok, right? Steve, you are?
What?
You're on TikTok. You don't know?
Yes.
What you are. I'm on TikTok.
You are. And Carla, you have a teenager, so I'm just trying to find out how is this going to impact them.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know about Steve, but in my household, this is the most devastating headlines you have said in a very long time. These
what
teenagers
say,
man, I have a house full of teenagers that come over all the time. I know they're going to be like, Mama, who can we call? Is there a petition to sign?
The kids are upset
TikTok
about this. Yeah,
yes,
they are.
I know one thing. My stylist, Ellie Caramo.
Uh-huh.
If he hear this,
it's devastating, right?
No, Steve.
Because let me tell you something. I have never met nobody that stay on his phone stay uncharged, out of power.
Yes.
He get all his information from TikTok.
Yeah.
How to cure his stomach ailments, which he has 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, and then, go to the doctor.
Yeah, this stupid ass
he is on TikTok.
And then he go on TikTok for that. And he get all his news on TikTok.
Yeah. Has he ever told you anything that's going on in the world or breaking news?
Every damn day. Mr. Harvey, OG, look at this. Okay. Ellie, you know that's TikTok. Mr. Harvey, it's on TikTok.
Okay. So that makes it true and real.
Yes. Yeah.
He came in there with his face burned up the other day, saw something on TikTok, tried it at the house.
One of those challenges.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he tried to exfoliate his face.
Some vinegar with some baking soda and some cucumbers.
This little boy ignorant as he want to be.
Sometimes TikTok has some good stuff on it.
Yeah.
So they need to find a way to maybe balance it out. Hopefully. Yeah.
They're concerned about the data of these.
Here's his problem.
The data.
TikTok may have some good stuff on it, but he tried everything.
All the hacks.
That's what. So he offsets whatever good on there. He tried recipes at home, just got a kitchen full of stuff that don't work.
What is the one? The Doritos with the Have you seen? Wait, what is it? Doritos?
No, I haven't seen.
Oh, that
something.
One chip.
Yeah.
That hot chip.
The hot chips, all of that. They make combinations with the food.
Yeah. Nah. That stuff is dangerous. You can't do those challenges and hack. Those are really, really dangerous things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway.
Speaking of moving on to Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish has definitely been in the news the past couple of years with more bad news than good. But she recently happily announced that she's been sober and celibate for the past 6 months. So congratulations to Tiffany Haddish for that. That's a milestone, yeah. And she's celibate for 6 months. It could happen. Yeah, it could happen.
What is it helping, though?
Well, she's taking time to work on herself, Tommy.
That's a stupid-ass statement.
To work on
herself. How can you work on yourself if you're celibate?
Well, if you don't have nobody else in yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much
sir.
On yourself. No, he need to hear stuff like this.
You mean in your life.
Ignorant ass.
In your life, right.
No, not in your life. Yeah, Jeff, what I said.
in yourself. She also said she has had time to clap back when she receives negative comments on social media. In an interview with the LA Times, Tiffany admitted that she created a fake Twitter or X account so she can clap back at a few of the haters that leave mean comments. So, Steve, would you ever create a fake Instagram or X account just so you can clap back at your haters?
No.
That's what Tiffany
too much energy.
Or that's what she said.
Plus, I don't even know how to work the account I got. The hell I'm going to have a fake one for?
You can't ask work Ellie. The one you got now.
Ellie can help
now
you.
Now, there's two accounts I can't work. I'm not addressing no damn... Man, say what you want to say.
I know this.
Right.
In the words of... What's your mama's name? Pat Boatner?
Mm-hmm. Pat Boatner. Yes,
in the words of the late, great Pat Boatner.
Yes.
I could give less than a...
Yes. She gave zero.
And a flying one on top of that.
Say what you want to say. I love it.
So that works for Tiffany, but not for Steve. Okay.
Kiss my behind. Put it in a box and don't miss a corner.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Well, you guys remember yesterday, Junior got an encouraging voicemail about his poetry. Yes. So, guess what? Coming up next, Junior has a new poem for us today. Yes, Junior, right after this.
It better be good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, introduce Junior. He has a poem for us.
I call him J-Rap. That stands for Junior's Raggedy Ass Poems. And here is another one. Go ahead, J-Rap.
Not today.
Thank you. Peace, Brother Harvey. Peace, Brother Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, Sister Shirley. Peace, Sister Carla.
What is this?
Peace, Brother Jay.
Peace, Monica. Peace.
Oh, what is the fist up and all of that?
Yeah, well, that's what it... Hey, brother, you disrespectful now. See, this is this poem about... You disrespectful. That's what it is. Today's poem is called Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Somebody else wrote that.
No. Here it is. Peace, brother. Here we go. My poem today is about respect. I feel like a couple of you on this show need to be checked. There are a few things I'd like to say. For starters, shout out to my man, Big J. He called in all the way from Compton to congratulate. And all you do is sit here and hate. I'm calling out Tommy, and I'm calling out Uncle Steve. I need you to give me my props. Will you please? I got it all out. I just want you to know. This is probably the listener's favorite part of the show. The end. Respect. Respect.
What?
Respect.
What?
Respect. Respect. Respect the
poem.
Respect the poem. Respect.
That wasn't a
poem. Respect.
That was a prepared statement.
Respect.
That wasn't no damn poem.
Respect.
Prepared statement.
That wasn't no poem.
Slack of respect. Shout out to Big J. I got the brother.
Dog, and lower your tone.
Oh, respect!
Dog, it's lower your tone. There's people driving trying to cut their radio, trying to take their radio off their dashboard and throw it out the window.
That's his deep voice, Steve.
I mean, I'm in my baritone. Respect!
You have a rebuttal, Steve?
Oh, we're supposed to be snapping our fingers, Shirley.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, you're not.
Monica.
You're not supposed to be snapping nothing.
I came in
after
peace,
the poem. Didn't you see Love Jones?
After what poem? What poem?
That's respect.
See, that's what the respect. Poem is about. The hate from you
the
and,
hate.
And Uncle Steve. That's what Uncle the poem
Steve.
Here's
is my
about.
Rebuttal. I can't believe that was it. When all of us know that wasn't. Now, we can sit here and act like it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I think you and I both know that damn poem was rather dense. I don't know how long it took you to write it, and I don't know how long you had it. But don't ever come up in here with that mess again, and don't forget I said it. Now, you, little Junior, are going to have to remember something clear, that you ain't no damn poet. And know that you first heard it here. Stop writing your ragged-ass poem. And now
right,
we got
coming
to go.
Up.
And that'll
we
be the last
you,
time you have one of them poems on this here damn show.
Whoa, now that was a poem. That was
the
a poem.
End.
Snap that off.
Michael Wallace up next.
Respect.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, your buddy Roscoe is here. Take it away.
Good morning, Roscoe. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Carla? What's everything, happening? everybody. Who's Sharon?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, little girl forehead? What's up, Miss Junior.
Roscoe, my hero. What?
Hey there, man. I ain't even talking about that poem, man. You are going to cut that out. Yeah, wait, that time and time, what's going on with you, Pimp?
Roscoe!
All right, let's go, Kyle. What you got? What you want? What you need?
All right, let's get it going. Okay, first thing, since the last segment, Junior's poem was titled Respect. Why don't you go ahead and kick it off, Roscoe?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on and take care of me. Oh! Little respect. Oh! Little respect. I ain't lying. Baby.
Ooh, he said
a little respect.
I love it. That was a little treat. All right, so here's what I want to do today, Roscoe. I want to salute Ohio. All right?
Hell. Uh-huh. Hey.
I wasn't ready, but that's all you have to say.
Come on, whoa. Hell. Uh-huh. Hey. Hey. Fire. Well, say shot. Fire. Woo, woo, woo. They out of Ohio right there. Ohio player. You can't salute it. You can't salute Ohio no more than Ohio player.
Yes. I love it, Roscoe. Now, check this what out, Roscoe.
Come on, I'm listening.
I didn't know Anita Baker was originally from Ohio. Did you know that?
How you ain't know that?
I did not know that.
Giving you the best that I got, baby. I'm betting everything on my wedding ring. I'm giving you the best that I got. Hell, hell yeah. Everybody, you know good out of Ohio. Steve out of Ohio.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that's right. I know
City
that.
City Hall out of Ohio.
Yeah.
Because we have white people out of Ohio. Dean Martin out of Ohio. Or Tim Conway out of Ohio.
Okay. Bobby Womack. I didn't know he was originally from Ohio.
I didn't know that.
Harry Hippie. Did you know? I don't know how you ain't know that right there.
Bobby Womack. If you think you're lonely now, Bobby Womack.
If you think you're lonely now.
Whoa.
Wait until tonight, baby.
Yeah.
If you think you're lonely now. Lonely, lonely, lonely now. Wait until it's dark, baby.
You got a thing, Roscoe.
What else you got?
The OJs. However, I want you to switch it up and sing Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Smile in your face. All time to trying to take your place, the backstab. I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, don't you know that they come to my house again and again and again? Yeah, somebody's out to get your baby. A few of my fellas, they sure look shady. I don't know what they going on with this here, but I wish they take some of these knives out of my back. Them damn backstabbers. Punk ass friend.
Sing us out, Roscoe.
Oh,
prank phone call coming up next friend. With the nephew.
Oh, yeah. come into my house again. Get your ass out of here.
All right, coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, it's always my fault. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us today?
You know, we've all had them, Shirley. These are warrants. Warrants. You got a warrant. A warrant. Okay.
No, we
all haven't. We all had them. Ooh, we didn't all have them.
Go ahead.
I had a warrant. I done had the police behind me and pull up in somebody else's driveway and went on, walked in the house like I live there. But
man, that's dangerous.
Boy, it's dangerous. The alternative, though.
It worked for you, huh?
It worked for me. You got warrants. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Shipping and receiving. This is Brad.
Brad, I'm trying to reach a Regina, please.
Hold on for 1 minute. Hold on.
Regina! Regina! Telephone!
Hold on 1 minute.
Shipping and receiving. This is Regina.
How you doing? This is Officer Antonio with the Chicago Police Department. Do you have a, I have a fax for you. Do you have a fax number available that I can send something to?
You have a fax for me?
Yes, I have a fax for you.
For Regina Thompson?
Regina Thompson, this is, you're working in shipping and receiving?
Yes, I am.
This is Officer Antonio from the Chicago Police Department. I have a fax for you.
Well, what's the fax for?
I'd rather you see it and then we'll discuss it after. Just give me your number. I'll get this sent over and then I'll call you back in a few minutes to make sure you've gotten it.
Well, you're faxing it to my job. Is this personal or is this work-related?
This is something actually that you need to have in your hand right away. Let me get your fax number so I can get this over to you as soon as possible.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. You're from the police department and you want to send me a fax?
I want to send you a fax, okay? So, go ahead and give me your number.
Okay, but this is my job. What's going to come over on the fax? What are you faxing me for? You have the right person?
Specifically for you, it will be addressed to you. Just stand by the fax machine, and it'll be there within the next 3 minutes, okay?
Okay. All right. All right, go ahead and fax it.
Okay, give me your number.
They put...
Uh-huh.
13... Just put it attention to me.
Okay. I would advise that you stand by there so no one else gets it, okay?
Okay, what's your name again?
Officer Antonio. So just stand by your fax machine and look for it. But try to make sure.
I know, but if you have the faxes you have to send me, why don't you stop at the top and read to it to make sure you have the right person? You could be faxing any old thing, anybody.
Are you Regina Thompson?
I'm Regina. Does it say Regina Thompson? Regina L. Thompson?
Regina L. Thompson.
L is my middle name.
Is your home address?
I don't see how the police department is faxing me anything.
I'm sorry?
I don't see how the Chicago Police Department is faxing me anything. Are you sure you have the right person?
I have the right person. Are you located at 58 Avenue?
What?
Is that your home address?
Read the whatever facts you have to send me. Just start from the top, and let's go from there.
Ma'am, I will get to that once I send it. I'm sending it over in the next...
No, you're going to send it to my job. I work here. This is my place of employment. You just can't send any old thing from the police department over here.
I'm an officer. I'm allowed to send things anywhere I want to. Okay, so just stand by your fax machine. I'll call you back in 3 minutes and we'll discuss, okay?
I just don't see how you could just fax stuff like that. Is this
ma'am,
so important?
Stand by your machine.
We talk about it over the phone.
I'm sending it there.
How do you know nobody else is going to see it? If you're not allowed to tell me what it is, you're allowed to fax it here, then anybody else can read it over here.
I'm sending it right now, ma'am.
I'm over here shipping and receiving. I gotta walk all the way over here to the vacuum machine to see what you won't even tell me on the phone. That doesn't even make any sense. Just tell me. Let's see what it's about.
Ma'am, I'll call you back. Thank you.
Shipping and receiving is Brad.
Brad, I'm trying to get Regina again, please.
Hold on, let me see.
Shipping and receiving, this is Regina.
Okay, Regina, this is Officer Antonio again. Did you get your fax?
Yes, I got the fax. So this is saying, is this a warrant? It's not saying what or when or what happened or anything.
Okay,
it's saying
right.
A warrant
that's
for my
warrant.
Arrest.
That's a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah, but I am not going to cooperate anymore with you until you tell me what is going on.
Okay, well, here's what's going on. What I need you to do is either come into the station or we're going to have two officers come over to your job and pick you up.
But why don't you start telling me what this is about? I'm not coming. I'm not going anywhere. I'm at work. And nobody can just come up here. Are you going to come up here and tell me I just have a warrant? You have to give me more information than this. This is some bullshit.
Okay, we've got too many people and witnesses claiming that you have been doing public nudity and flashing.
What?
You've been indulging in public nudity? Have you been flashing people?
What are you talking about? What do you mean witnesses? What are you talking about?
We have several witnesses that are claiming Regina Thompson has been doing a lot of flashing and a lot of public nudity.
Just the name. Are you sure Regina Thompson? Are you sure you have the right person?
I have the exact person. Ma'am, I would not have been able to call your job. I know exactly who I have.
This doesn't even make sense.
Ma'am,
to me.
Are you listening to me? I will give you 2 hours to come into the station, or I will send a squad car out to get you.
You know what? I don't give a what you don't give me 2 hours. What you need to do is take this warning and shove it up because I wasn't anywhere yet. What day did this happen?
From my understanding, this has been happening. This has been happening for the last month, from what I understand.
So somebody came up there and said that I'm flashing people, and y'all just get a warrant out. That's how easy it is, right?
Well, they have filed a complaint, okay?
Who?
Listen, I tell you what. I'm going to send a car over, okay?
You can send a car if you want to. Y'all don't get y'all feeling safe about coming here because I haven't flashed anybody. I'm too old to be flashing people. I don't do that. So you can send a car if you want to. I tell you what, you better send more than one because I ain't doing because this warrant does not tell me anything.
Miss Regina Thompson, I'm here to let you know that I am sending a squad car right now that should be in there in the next 30 minutes, okay?
I don't give a what you do. Like I done told you, go up to send more than one. I'm about to call husband. When y'all get here, here's a is gonna be too, and he's gonna walk because I ain't been out nowhere naked, and I know this. I don't give a what I told you what, but it wasn't me. So y'all can kiss my so Chuck, when that cop is here too, the other people don't tell him to kiss because I'm on the way out the back door. Y'all that. I ain't saying about no police. Y'all can kiss my y'all better test me at home. I hope you have that to know it all. You and this more. How about that, huh? You and this police. I'm leaving already. I probably already got me fired from this had me outside saying I was naked. I ain't been naked nowhere, but I ain't got out here. That's illegal. Kiss my naked. How about that?
Ma'am, listen. The person that filed the complaint said
yeah,
it was you.
Who filed it? That's what I was asking you. Who filed it?
Tommy filed the complaint.
Who?
Tommy, baby. Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, what the the nephew. I don't have any nephews named Tommy. That's his name? That's his name? Some nephew say nephew
Regina,
Tommy?
Regina,
that's what y'all take?
Regina, this is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Candace got me to prank phone call you.
I'm gonna kick that I'm gonna kick her every time I see her. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I got something to ask you, baby. Tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The baddest radio show is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it.
Okay.
Play too much.
You got some warrants. You might want to pay them. I'm just telling you now. Netflix is a joke. The comedy festival is going down. You can catch me May 5th along with my friends Let There Be Laughs. That is Kev on stage, Tony Baker, Lavelle Crawford, J.J. Williamson, and the music man, the legend, the gospel legend, Fred Hammond is in the building along with a live band, and you don't want to miss it. Let There Be Laughs, and it will be clean comedy, all right? I said Let There Be Clean Comedy. All right, that's what I'm saying. Laying in the cut, West Palm Beach. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are already flying, baby, at the Kravis Center. An evening with Nephew Tommy. Oh, my God. I've become so intellectual comedy now. It's just so different.
What?
Now. It's an evening.
Okay, now you're just lying.
Okay,
coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, it's always my fault right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, it's always my fault. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 9 years. In the beginning, we talked about starting a family, but he wasn't able to make that happen. We went to see a specialist, and we were told that his little swimmers are weak. The doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often, but my husband made his issue my fault because I cook a lot of red meat and we eat a lot of bread and potatoes. I was so hurt that he blamed that on me. Then sex with him got worse gradually. He said it's all my fault because I come to bed partially naked and wearing a scarf over my hair. He said those visuals don't go together and he can't perform with me looking unpresentable. That hurt my feelings too. The bottom line is he cannot perform and his main character is smaller than normal. I have kept it in for so... Huh?
No, go ahead.
Kept it in for so long, and I finally got to tell him how I really feel. We were being intimate, and he made a loud noise and slid away from me. He said it felt like he pulled a muscle after I flipped over too quickly on him. He said I was being wild. I told him I was doing all I could so it would stay put. I told him I was glad he pulled a muscle because I was tired of faking the funk with him. Now he's walking around the house with a heating pad Velcroed to his back, and I think he's the most foolish man I've ever met. How can everything that's wrong, especially in his private areas, be my fault? What do you think? Is he blaming me for everything to cover up his own shortcomings? Is he blaming you for everything to cover up for his own shortcomings? Well, in a word, yes. No man wants to face the fact that he's not the man he thinks he is. He's not large in size, and the doctor says he has weak sperm. All that is a big blow to a man's ego, for sure. But instead of trying to deal with this in a mature manner, he's using it as a distraction because the real issue is you wanting children and him not being able to give you children. That is not your fault, period. That is a medical problem on his part, like the doctor said, who also gave him some solutions that could help him build himself up. The way he's acting, are you sure you even want kids with this man? I mean, I know he's your husband, but it's good that all this came out because now you know how he really feels about you. And it's not very favorable. He hurts your feelings because he can't handle the truth about himself. Steve?
Shirley, where did you see that they gave him something to do to help himself? I missed that part.
Oh, the doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Okay, thank you. I was lost. That was up at the top. Oh, that's right, because you end your letter back at the top. Okay. All right, I got it now. Thank you. Here's the problem. Let's just get to this letter right here. Now, I'm going to read this letter, but as a man... So this woman don't feel bad. I'm going to give you the cause of all his problems. Y'all got married 9 years. In the beginning, y'all talked about having a family, but he wasn't able to make that happen. That's a true statement. Went to see a specialist, and we were told that, let's just get to this. His little swimmers are weak. Now, let me tell you why you have weak little swimmers.
We I'm not going to say nothing nasty because this is all part of like health education in class. Mm-hmm. These little swimmers are referred to, the technical name are sperm. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason you have little weak swimmers is because swimmers need exercise to be big and strong. And where do you get your exercise at as a little swimmer?
Where, Dr. Steve?
In the little swimmer swimming pool. You get your exercise in the little swimmer swimming canal. Now, we have a problem because you said his main character is smaller than normal. Well, now that means the swimming canal and the swimming pool is little. Hard to do laps in the kiddie pool. It's hard. You know, all of us have children, and all of us have bought our kids a kiddie pool at one point in time. You can go out there and fill it up with the hose if you want to, but you can't do a lap in a kiddie pool. You need a lap pool or a swimming pool. But his main character is small, so he got a kiddie pool. Now he got these little bitty, little weak swimmers. And they tired, too. Weak swimmers get tired. They can't make it. We can't make it. We can't make it. We can't get nowhere because they weak. Now that we got that out the way, let me help this lady in the letter. The doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often. Now, fat boy ain't took his ass to the gym on time. And now he say that's your fault because you cook a lot of red meat and we eat a lot of bread and potatoes. I was so hurt that he blamed that on me that the sex got worse gradually. How can it get worse? Lord have mercy. He said it's my fault because I come to bed partially naked and wearing a scarf over my head. Hell, do you know how much? If you come partially naked with a scarf, jackpot. That's jackpot, dog. Dog, that should be the greatest moment of your life. She half naked with a scarf on. You ain't trying to do nothing to her scarf. What did you worry about the scarf for?
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up.
Yeah, you worried about the scarf for?
At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject. It's always my fault. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, it's always my fault.
In all honesty, I feel sorry for this lady because she got this man that's blaming her for everything and ain't none of this her fault. They can't have a family because they went to a specialist and the specialist told her that the little swimmers is weak. Now, I told you, in order for the little swimmers to be able to grow up and be strong swimmers is they have to get a lot of exercise. And you need exercise if you're a swimmer in a big pool. But if you're in a kiddie pool and a little bitty canal, you're not going to be able to get no exercise. It's hard to do exercise in the kiddie pool because even if you move around a lot, you're going to splash the water out. And now it's on the floor, and now you can't do nothing in the kiddie pool. And then the canal he got, the lady said, it's smaller. His main character is smaller than normal. Lord have mercy. Now you got a little bitty main character, and you ain't got no kiddie pool. You got a kiddie pool. There's too much small mess in here. That's why your swimmers is weak. Now the doctor said, like Shirley pointed out to me, that he needs to improve his diet and exercise. Fat boy ain't took his ass to the gym yet. Now he blame you for the diet because y'all eat a lot of red meat, potatoes, and bread. All that could be true, but I like potatoes and bread.
Yeah.
I ain't had no trouble. My main character, as a matter of fact, I had to talk to him all the time.
Okay.
Say, man,
this
ain't
about
you. Well, that's what I had to tell my main character sometimes. This is not about you.
And I'm telling you that now.
Well, I'm just saying. He's probably never had that conversation with his main character. Oh. His little main character ain't doing nothing right. Hey, your turn. My man, hey, what you doing? Here we go. Now he making up excuses why he can't get the main character to play the lead role. See, when you got the main character, you got to have the lead role in the play. Now the starring lady in the play, your co-host, she come to bed half naked with a scarf on her head. He say those two don't go together, and it's her fault that his main character can't produce because she's unpresentable. She half naked. She is presenting herself to the little swimmers and the kiddie pool. Your main character is not doing what he's supposed to be. He got to stand up and be Othello. It's time to be Othello. You over here, you little Pinocchio. That ain't the play we doing tonight. Now, damn it, get the play right. Your main character is reading the wrong script. You is not little Pinocchio. And if you are, tell a lie. Let's get some growth here. What
good
play
one,
are
team.
You
good
doing?
One.
Your
good
main
one.
Character
good
is
one.
Not following the script. Listen to me. If the script is Little Red Riding Hood, we need you to be the wolf. You can't be Little Red Riding Hood. This ain't who we are. We need your main character to be the wolf. If you the three bears, you can't keep being the little baby bear. You can't be Goldilocks. Damn it, you need to be Papa Bear. Your main character don't know the play. Now, we was being intimate one time, and he made a lot of noise and slid away from me. He said it felt like he pulled a muscle after I flipped over too quickly on him. He said I was being wild. I told him I was doing all I could so it could stay put, because the little character over here don't know how to play the whole time. See, the little character keep running around the playground. We on the sliding board. Stay on the sliding board. What is your little ass going over there getting on the seesaw for? We not got to finish on the sliding board. Now, he come talking about he done pulled the muscle. Because, and then he said, and I told him, I was glad he pulled the muscle because I'm tired of faking it. Mm-hmm. Trying to hold you in place because your main character doing the wrong play. Name a couple of plays. Just give me a name of a play, a popular play, ladies.
Any The Wiz.
Fences.
Okay, The Wiz. Okay, The Wiz is good. Mm-hmm. When is you going to be The Wizard? Everybody can't be off to see The Wizard. You need to tell your main character you got to be The Wizard. And you stop, Toto ain't going to make it. Stop being Toto, the Scarecrow. Fiddler on the roof. Be the damn fiddler. Why is you keep being the fiddle? You got to be the main character. Coming here with your little violin ass. Matter of fact, you just coming here as a couple of strings. And we need the whole damn fiddler. Give me another play. Any play.
I said Fences.
Yeah, Fences. Yeah.
You got to be Denzel.
Yes.
When is you going to be Denzel?
Yes, no problem.
You can't be the son. Come on, Pops.
You can't be the son. I ain't got it, Pops. Come on, Pops. I ain't got it. Shut up, boy. Give me another play. You got to get your main character together. Anything. Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. Your punk ass ain't going to be Juliet. Where is Romeo?
Where for out there?
Damn, be the ladder. Then climb up there. Do that. Get your role together. Your main character is sloppy. He not cutting it. Lady,
Madea.
Let me just... Huh?
Madea.
Damn it, be Madea.
Yeah, Madea.
All right. I think you get the point, right? Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Covering up his own shortcomings. We're tired of short.
iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, this is out of nowhere. Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy returned to him. You know, he lost his trophy from the gifts and money he received from agents. But due to NIL rules, the Heisman Committee has returned it to him. He won it in 2005. They took it from him in 2010. And so now Reggie got his Heisman Trophy back, man. They reunited, man. And
that's really good, man.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's good. You know,
that's what OJ legacy. Was in there trying to do.
What, get his Heisman Trophy back?
Yeah, that's what he was doing. That's what he went out there in Vegas for.
Wherever you at now, he's probably looking for... Oh, my bad. Don't take that out.
Please continue, Junior.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Too soon. Yeah, but because
when
of
the guy. When is it okay?
Okay. Come on, Junior.
I'm very comfortable with my last 8 minutes. Yeah. It was all over the news while he was in that hotel.
This ignorant show. Come on, Junior.
No, I was saying,
the fact that he's not here anymore has nothing to do with you.
My God.
I'm just talking about if we're talking about getting Heisman back.
Yeah.
That's how they knew OJ was guilty in the first place. Because when they was in there doing the cleanup in front of their house, they found a Heisman in the bushes. Yeah. He had dropped it.
Do you have any more sports?
I was just trying to understand, is this fair to give him this trophy back because of the NIL rules have changed?
Absolutely, yes. Man. The brother deserved his trophy. He earned that. It had nothing to do with no money or nothing like that. And they paying these kids now. That's just like they need to let all these people out of prison for selling weed.
Same thing. It's legal.
If you were in there for selling weed, they need to let all these people out.
They need to.
Why would they keep them in there? For what? That's not justice anymore.
It's legal.
They were just selling too early.
Yeah, man. They was just ahead of their time. They was forward-thinking people.
Yeah, that's all it was. Well, let me just say this. The Texans revealed their new uniforms. What y'all think about the new uniforms?
I love them.
I like them a lot. Yes. H-Town. I love it.
A touch of that baby blue from the Oilers. Just a touch of that baby blue.
Throwback.
What's the matter, Junior? You scared to say you don't like them?
No, I ain't scared to say it. I'm exactly what I'm going to say. I don't like them.
I
don't like them.
Why don't you like them?
Because it looked like we playing Little League football. That's what it looked like. I'm like a peewee team. That's what we look like.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
It looks good, Junior.
We got a little H on the side of our helmet. Put the bull back up there. Let's be intimidating with the bull. Now we got an H. We got a letter. Who's scared of a letter?
Ain't y'all from Houston?
Yeah.
H-Town, yeah.
You got that little thing on your hat right now. We can't
see it.
We don't even know what that is. We can't even tell.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
It looks like the Patriots.
Thank you, Junior. Which coworker would you depend on if you needed help? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, so Steve, which one of your Steve Harvey Morning Show co-workers would you hate to get into an argument with?
You.
Why is that?
You don't know how to argue. You ain't fair. You illogical. You don't listen.
It didn't be bougie.
At all.
Yeah,
all
you ain't got nerdy. You got nerdy, had a little attitude about it.
All of this is true.
I really can't argue with none of them. Carla, she cussed too much, so I don't like that. I can't cuss.
Stop saying that. I'm doing better now. I don't want that.
He said I ain't seen it.
If you say something to Monica, she start crying. I ain't never seen nobody so damn tough and sensitive at the same damn time. I guess y'all, nobody respect me. I got all these damn degrees, and y'all be talking to me like I'm uneducated. I got more education than everybody on this show. You talking about diploma? You ain't got nothing but a diploma. What the hell?
All right, Steve, which one of us would you ask to borrow $50,000 from?
Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because he got it. Uh-huh. What the hell? What you mean, why? What? Because he got it.
Now, which one would you take to the casino with you?
Junior.
Man, please. Come on.
And why is that?
But Neil, I got to watch him, though. It's like taking an unsupervised teenager. I'm going to tell you what happened. Junior saw me winning. Mm-hmm. Junior, did you back this story up?
Yes, sir.
We was in a high slot room. Junior saw me winning. I had won about how much by then?
How much? Boy, I'd say about 40 at that time.
I had won about 40 grand.
$40?
No, 40 grand.
What? 40. That ain't no win. You just over there putting money in the machine. No.
That's a win as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. I'm up about 40 grand. Junior said, man, I'm gonna play what he playing. I said, Junior, hold up, man. I said, yo, that machine right there is everything. When you got to put a $100 bill in there for one spin. Don't do that. But, look how much you done won, Junior. Listen to me. It ain't no guarantee.
No.
How much did you put in that machine, Junior?
Oh, probably about 4,000.
What? That's a lot.
4,000 in the slots?
You didn't win. It must have been four you got married.
Then
he's sitting over there depressed.
I told you, Junior,
don't put your money. But, Unc, you had won all this money. I won it already. She ain't going to just keep passing out farts. Junior, why don't you go to another machine? But you won on this one. So you think this one is just giving away money?
Man.
Now, the rest of the day, he depressed.
Well, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
All right, next one, sure.
All right, which one of us would you not want to be on a deserted island with?
Monica.
Monica? I knew he was going to say Monica.
And why?
All that damn complaining and know everything. I ain't never seen nobody know everything. You can't get a sentence out with her trying to complete it for you. On here and then gossiping. We on that. She ain't helping make no leave house. She ain't trying to cook nothing.
Trying to get off the island.
Over there just complaining. What else
he said a leave house.
Which one of us would you tell your deepest, darkest secret to?
Carla.
Your deepest, dark, and why is that?
Because she hood. She ain't going to tell nobody.
I keep it secret. Yay, Steve.
It'd be Carla and Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy don't.
Okay.
Can't tell Junior because he had a crisis. It don't tell him what come to
him. Wow. What he might scream out.
Wow. Harvey Rogers,
last one, Steve. Last one. And I don't like this one. Which one would you not call for cooking tips or a recipe? And I'm
Who you think?
That is not right.
Who on this show can't boil water?
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Shirley? Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this one.
Shirley Strawberry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to a new study, more attractive women inspire men to tell the truth. In the study, men's behavior was linked to the, quote, beauty premium, a proven phenomenon that beautiful people are often assumed to have good character traits and a good life. That is backed by research, according to the Post. Now, is this true? Do you only lie to less attractive women or to all women equally?
Oh, I'm going to just tell you flat out, I have lied to more fine women than anybody.
So this study is all wrong.
Yes. Matter of fact, the finer you are, the bigger your chance of getting lied.
It's the reverse. It's the actual reverse of the study.
I ain't never heard of no mess like that. How many fine women been lied to?
Them the ones you've got to lie to.
What the hell, yeah.
And you lie to them more because what?
You're trying to keep them.
You want to keep them, yeah.
Oh. Everything I'm doing with your
family. I look happy right now. High.
You what? Tell us right now what?
I'm an equal opportunity liar. I like everything. If you're a woman, you finna get wrong.
You okay?
Have you ever told the truth to a woman?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I didn't lie to all three of y'all.
Oh, we know.
It ain't had nothing to do with it. I didn't lie to all three of y'all.
We know this. Right.
What did you lie about? What did you tell? What's the last lie you told?
Uh-oh.
Let's go back through this morning. It was something this morning.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather co-host a show with Charles Barkley or Shannon Sharp?
Ooh, that, man, that, I don't know what
you're not going to do it.
We got
that. I'd have to go with Charles because Shannon, I don't want to be over there when he started that gossip stuff. I don't want to be over there.
Yeah, oh. Charles. Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to give.
Charles talk about your ass right in front
right
of your
there.
Face.
Yeah.
Charles let you have it, man.
What do you
I'm
say,
gonna
Junior?
Go with Charles.
Oh, Charles, what the Charles? Charles talk about it.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. You got one more time say this about me. One more time. Oh, your ass is going through that window, and I mean it.
He will put you through a window now.
Yeah. All right, would you rather have your lips glued shut during sex, or would you rather have your eyes glued shut?
Let the person with the biggest lips speak first.
Well, you don't have
enough glue. Him last.
That's a lot of
glue. You don't have enough glue to shut my lips.
And oh, wow.
Nah, I done messed around and tore my skin off because I'm going to talk. And then, so you might as well shut my eyes. I ain't got to see nothing. But then I do like to see because I like a little light in the room. I don't like pitch black. I don't care.
You got to see. Like,
mm-hmm. Wait, so you like a little light in the room when you getting busy?
Hell yeah. I don't want no pitch black room. What we doing? Oh. If you ain't fine, why we in here? Sitting up in here, man, see. Doing this right here. If you ain't cute, look, cut all these damn lights off.
Blindfold me.
Mistake before. Man,
what? You made what mistake before?
Oh, I've been with the wrong person. You believe that.
And you had all the lights off?
I'm talking about, man, I done came out of a club and made a disastrous
Everybody has.
Everybody.
God, it's morning.
All right.
Sunlight cross your face.
Ooh,
I saw
rather.
The sunlight on somebody. I went, good Lord of mine.
Oh, in the morning.
Yeah, she went from them club, them blue lights at the club to that sunlight in the day. Two damn different people. Two damn different people.
Ooh. Would you rather live in a tiny house with five monkeys, or would you rather live in a mansion with your ex?
Oh, no.
Five monkeys.
Monkeys. Uh-huh. Yeah, put these monkeys in. Get down.
One. I'm going to live in that mansion with my ex.
No, five monkeys.
I done done that before. Yeah, I done done that before.
What you do? Yeah.
So you know how that story ends.
Yeah. It'd be days. I've been days not talking to her. Yeah, I'm going back in there.
I'm
not
going to
be in
there
with them damn monkeys in that tiny house. I can tell you that right now.
How much do you hate tiny houses? All right.
They're going to be touching you.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last
I'm
break of the day.
I'm sitting on the toilet and two monkeys just sitting there looking.
We'll close out the show right after this with the one only Steve Harvey.
One monkey don't stop no show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, last break of the day. It's been a good day, good week. Thank you, Lord. We got through it so far. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, man.
I got some closing remarks for people. This is something that I've had to really, really learn myself along the way. It's hard to be something for someone else that you're not for yourself. That's been very difficult. And oftentimes we burden ourselves with the task of making someone else happy when we ourselves are not happy. Have you ever attempted to make a person happy? Do you know how daunting of a task that is? Do you know the impossibility of that? Bishop Jakes told me one time, he said, you can't make another person happy, nor is it your job. That's not your job. You can't make another person happy. I don't care how hard you try. And if you take on that task, you are dooming yourself to a failed task. It's no way to complete that, because it's going to be ongoing. If you provide a happy moment, which will be fleeting, because I just said moment. If you provide a happy moment, the moment they're over that, you're going to need another moment. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And in your quest to provide this happiness for somebody else, you know what you know who you're going to have to sacrifice? Yourself. Because I don't know if you realize it or not, and most of us have at this age, most of these people live realizing this because you've lived long enough to know this. Getting yourself together is a 24/7 operation. So it becomes extra daunting when you take on the responsibility of somebody else. Now, because you are a parent, you now understand the difficulty of it. Because not only are you still responsible for your own welfare being, but you are now being given the task of raising another human being. So my hat goes off to parents, man. My hat goes off to families and parents that's raising kids. My hat goes out to single fathers that's out there trying to raise kids. My hat really go off to single mothers that's out there trying to raise their kids, because I realize how daunting it is, because it's hard enough taking care of you. And now you got the responsibility. And what a lot of single mothers end up doing, and what a lot of mothers do, even with husbands in the house, you sacrifice so much of yourself to make sure that they don't go without, because women are just better at this than men. I know this for a fact, and I'm sorry. I'm not saying men can't do it, and I'm not saying that there aren't men out there that's taking the responsibility of being everything for their family, because it is. It's just women better at it. Well, Steve, why you say that? Because they're more nurturing. They're more all-inclusive. By nature, they are more caring people. And then the added benefit of them being the one that actually manufactured and produced that life, they have a bond that we can never have, man. A mother, a real mother, I'm talking about a good mother, irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. But in that effort, women, of you being all you could be for your child, don't forget yourself sometimes. Don't forget you, because a lot of times you get lost in the sauce. You get lost in the process of trying to hold your family together, being everything you need to be for your husband, being everything you need to be for the children. And I watch women get lost in that. Take some time out for yourself. Go take you a girl's day. Get with a group of women, man, and y'all got similar likes and needs and desires, and go do something together. And then men, the same for you. Because I know how daunting of a task it is to be a man. Being a man is a thankless job. And you know what? Being a man, you can't even get it really 100. Because if you're spending your time supporting and providing for your family, then you're not there. You're going to miss events. You're going to miss recitals. You're going to miss games because you're out getting it. But then, if you're there all the time, you had all the recitals, all the games, all the homework, all the PTA meetings, there's a chance that you ain't out there getting it. So now your family is suffering in the provision department because you're trying to be all of the other stuff that they need. Well, guess what? That's tough too. I know very few men who get it all 100, including myself. I've actually heard the grumblings of my kids. You know, dad wasn't there when we were young. Dad weren't here. They've complained to other people. I didn't see my father much when I was young. I've been tasked with that. I suffer from that guilt all the time from that. But I was out there trying to make it happen. But whenever they needed something or wanted something, they knew where they could come to get it. So it's tough out here. It's tough for everybody, men and women. At the end of the day, take some time out for yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to be hard for you to be something for everybody else. Take some time out. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about it. You ain't got to feel like, you know, bear no guilt, no shame. Just take some time for yourself. Because I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they do. All of them do. Especially them kids. They go off with their friends, act like you don't even exist. Well, I'm going somewhere too. Y'all have a nice day. Y'all have a better weekend. And talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheChi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.